You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey guys, how's it going? How's your fly day going? Flying by the seat of your pants? Or are you taking it nice and slow? Maybe autonomous. Whatever way you're flying today, thank you again for listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. This is episode 691. So glad you're with us. Appreciate it every single time. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, definitely. Special thanks to our sponsors, Videoblox, who Rob is going to tell us this new deal they have going on. And I know that some people in the Drone You community have been asking for this specific deal.
Yeah, what, so the new deal.
It's a new deal.
For an old reference.
Is it like, what is it? Who did the new deal in the 30s? What was his name? FDR?
Sounds right.
I don't know. That's probably wrong.
I'm sure a lot of you out there know the answer to that question. And good for you. I do not. But anyways, they're calling it the triple bundle. So for $149, if you go to videoblox.com/drone, you're actually going to get access to video, audio, and images, which is basically everything. So if you've been out and you've got a shoot going and you're back in the studio and you're doing all your editing and you realize that you missed a shot or you realize does that happen to you?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow, that happens to Paul. So it's probably happening to you as well. Doesn't happen to me, but that's okay. That's probably because I'm not out there in the first place. Nonetheless, you can go to videoblox.com. Once you get your subscription, you're going to have access to all this copyright-free stuff. You're going to love it. You're going to complete the video that you're creating. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to make a lot of money. So check out videoblox.com/drone. You'll be glad that you did.
Definitely. You know, I was thinking about the whole which president did the New Deal, and then I just thought of Talladega Nights.
Wait a minute. That's quite a jump.
Yeah. What's the capital of North Carolina? And I said, Washington, D.C. And she said, no, you're wrong. And I peed in my pants. And I'm still sitting in my dirty pink pants right now.
Just, how do you explain some of that stuff?
Have you watched Step Brothers yet?
No. And here we are podcasting.
Oh, I lost. All right, well.
You lost?
Yeah, I told you I wasn't going to podcast with you anymore until you watched the dang movie. Well, guess you'll have to watch it.
I will watch it sometime.
Oh, well, I'm not recording another show until you watch it.
Okay. Signing off.
Oh, man. Also, special thanks to our friends at MyEnergen, because when you're out in the field and you need a portable battery to charge your Phantom batteries or your Mavic batteries, and you have nowhere to plug in, you've got to check out the Drone Max batteries, whether the A40, the P40, or the M10. There is one for you. Just throw the name Drone U in front of the product name that you got. So if you got the M10, just Drone U M10 as a discount code. If you got the A40, use Drone U A40 as your discount code upon checkout in the cart. If you want a sweet little discount to those batteries, because I'm telling you guys, they are worth it. Just like Rob's razor in the morning, they're worth it.
That's right.
That's how you keep it shiny, silky smooth.
Can't live without them. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Let's
hear
it.
Ready for a question?
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, guys. It's Lance from New Jersey. I'm a relatively new pilot and started off with a Mavic Pro for my training wheels drone. Paul's always talking about flying in attitude mode to get the nice, smooth, cinematic movements. And obviously, while I didn't know it at the time of purchase, the Mavic Pro doesn't have attitude mode outside of some hacks that Paul keeps alluding to. Regardless, what's my best bet and the other Mavic pilots for practicing movements with attitude mode? The Mavic does have a cinematic mode as one of the intelligent flight modes, and I have been practicing a bit that way. Allows it to scoot around a lot more and make smoother movements around corners. But I'm curious how the cinematic mode in the Mavic compares to attitude mode in one of the Phantoms or Inspire models. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right on. So thank you for the question. Really do appreciate it. And guys, if you have a question, don't forget to go to astronew.com and get it in. We'd love to hear from every single one of you that has a question. So, Paul, this particular question got you a little more emotional than I would have expected. Yeah, I mean, tears, gnashing of teeth.
I was just so sad when I heard this question.
So here's the thing. You get a little worked up about folks who are droners.
Oh, just the love. I have to like shut out all the bad jokes that I want to make right now. But like, it's little Georgia pecans. We're not going to cut it. You're going to need big balls to get into attitude mode.
Yeah, so there's a lot of folks out there that are just a little bit anxious about moving into attitude mode. And that's not exactly what this particular question is about, because he wants to be in attitude mode. He just happens to have a Mavic, which he can't quite get there.
And his question is will cinematic motion, whatever, the
mode, yes.
Cinematic mode, in the cinematic mode help me do attitude mode? And the answer is no.
It's not the same.
Okay, it's not the same. And I love that he wants to practice in attitude mode. And there's a very simple way to do that without spending a gargantuan amount of money. Now, it's not really attitude mode. It's really full manual mode. But if he were to go out to any of his local hobby shops and spend $50 on one of those little mini quads and fly that around, that is going to teach you everything you need to know about attitude mode. So that when you move up into a drone that can do attitude mode regularly, which, by the way, if you are looking to get attitude mode on your Mavic Pro, we've got a webinar coming up for you. What is it? November 29th.
It is for members only.
Members only. Got to be a member. Got to have
for this particular
exclusive
one.
Access.
For this. Yep.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Super exclusive.
Super duper exclusive.
Extremely exclusive. Anyway, I'm not going to say how exclusive it is anymore.
I think it's pretty clear.
But if you want to get attitude mode on your drone, November 29th, we are doing a webinar. We sent an email out to members. If you didn't get that email, well, look through your email again.
Otherwise, we're going to send it again.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know.
Sometimes we need to see things more than once.
I will say, though, even having attitude mode on a Mavic Pro, it cannot fly like a Phantom 4 Pro. It cannot dip into a dive as well. It can't do a pitch and roll combo dive nearly as well or as smoothly. It just has too many sensors, too many software limitations and say, no, don't do that. So you'll never really get the most out of attitude mode with a Mavic, but it's great practice if that's all you have and that's all you want to have right now.
So you'd be better off as far as practice and learning that. And I know you mentioned the $50 drone, but maybe even a Phantom 3 Pro.
Totally.
Because then you can do full attitude mode and learn like it's going to be on a Phantom 4 Pro.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do this show because I cannot say enough how important it is to learn to fly in attitude mode, because it is just a matter of time. If you're flying in GPS mode and you're flying in training wheel mode, that's what I'm going to call it. Rob doesn't even fly in training wheel mode. He goes full badassery. Okay. He doesn't play games. All right. He puts on his leather jacket and he goes out to the field and
gets the shot. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Why aren't you?
Yeah. If you believe that, I got some motion from
property. Let me paint the picture.
New Mexico for you.
Yeah. You don't need the jacket until February.
Right.
But anyway, but really, like, I met a few police officers and I met a few industrial inspectors. I guess that's what we'll call them at Airworks. And they were like, oh, I don't fly in attitude mode, ha, ha, ha. And I literally wanted to be like, ha, ha, ha. Just a matter of time before you crash and you wonder why the hell you crashed. And you could have saved the whole thing if you just learned to fly in attitude mode. Because you have full control of the bird. You want to stop a flyaway? Attitude mode. Are you getting into a GPS interference environment? Attitude mode. Are you getting turned around and you need to get out of there quickly? And GPS or what is it called? Forgetting the intelligent flight mode. Home lock or course lock has you all turned around, you need to learn how to fly in attitude mode. Attitude mode is so important. If you are flying in an urban environment with lots of tall buildings, what's the best flight mode?
Attitude mode. So it's not just about buttery smooth footage. There are very practical reasons for this.
Yeah.
Safety 100%. Reasons even.
100%. Yes. So I go back to the New Mexico Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office. Great guys, by the way. But, you know, they're the ones who crash a drone in between the two. We don't have many tall buildings in Albuquerque, so this really takes skill. But they crashed a drone.
That's rough.
In between. Oh, they're good guys. They know I'm just messing with them. And they've already given me speeding tickets, so I probably already got a slap on the wrist. Yeah. But anyway, They flew in GPS mode between two tall buildings and had a drone crash in between two people that were literally rappelling off of the building for a charity event.
Mm.
That's why you would want to fly in attitude mode, because this GPS signal bounces off the buildings, guys. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say you're not in an urban environment. Let's say that you're out in the middle of nowhere. Let's say you're by White Sands, where they do anti-GPS interference testing on a monthly basis. And all of a sudden, you have no control of your drone. In fact, I heard of someone flying their M200 just 2 weeks ago, and they had no response control to their drone.
Ouch.
And I said, why don't you just flip it into attitude mode? You'll take over full control. And he's like, oh, well, I don't know how to fly in attitude mode. And I'm sitting there, like, and I just want to pound the table. And I'm like, you're not a pilot. Like, no offense, take the training wheels off, you'll turn into a pilot. But if you just fly in attitude mode and you know who you are, literally, you're like riding a tricycle around, okay? You don't, you can't get anything good out of the drone. You can't mitigate emergency situations out of the drone. Like, you are not in full control. All you are is, you know what? Actually, Jacob, Rob's, you know, 16-year-old son could probably fly better than you. And he doesn't fly very much.
No, he wants to.
You know, your 12-year-old daughter could actually probably fly better.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
I'd like to give her a rip at it, though.
Sarah wants to fly, too. And I was telling her, I'm like, you got to learn how to fly in attitude mode. And she's like, yeah, I heard Peter talking about that when he was staying at our house and, like, how you guys would get in, like, heated arguments. And I'm like, we weren't arguing at each other. We were getting mad at other people who refused to learn to fly in attitude mode.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I remember that. She's like, you two are intense sometimes.
It's a very important subject.
That's what happens when you get two East Coasters in a room talking about flying.
Yeah.
With Top Gun playing in the background.
Oh, gosh.
Then the argument comes, who's Maverick, who's Goose? So
I'll let you guys figure that out.
You never want to be Goose because then you die at the end of the movie.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Anyway.
Good point. Yeah, I think the point's been made, and I think, I would be curious to know what people think. I can't imagine there's much of an argument against learning attitude mode in terms of
a lot of people are just really uncomfortable with it, and they don't understand the full capability. But when you're flying in GPS, you're not in control of the vehicle. You're not. And if you're flying in attitude mode, you have no GPS positioning, you are in full control of the drone. You can get so much more out of it. Flying in windy days, you get so much more out of it if you just learn to fly with the wind.
Right.
Again, I can't tell you how important it is to mitigate situations of interference flying in attitude mode. I mean, it's just, if you're flying and taking off from a parking structure, attitude mode. In fact, Buzz was flying an event in Rancho Cucamonga doing persistent surveillance. And he was asking me, he's like, I got to take off from a parking structure. Like, that's my high vantage point. I'm like, I get it. I understand. You're in a city. Makes sense. Use your case. Use your GPC case. Take off from your case. Take off up to 15 feet. Let your home position point lock. Then go fly. When you come back, land in attitude mode. And he's like, so should I take off in attitude mode and then switch into GPS? And I was like, yes.
Hmm.
So there are so many tricks and nuances to flying safely. And it really takes not only some cojones, but some deep diving and information to truly understand why attitude mode is the safest route.
Yeah,
if you don't know how to fly into attitude mode, like, I think this should be like an FAA requirement in COAs. Mm. Like, if you're, what's your emergency maneuver? Oh, you're not flying in attitude mode in your emergency maneuvers? You know, like, you have a GPS interference. What do you do? Switch into attitude mode, bring it down, tornado pattern, this, that, and the other. I'd be like, okay, pass. I would do it like in a government style and like put a big red stamp on it. Pass. You are accepted to fly.
So really people just need to find a nice open space where there are no obstacles in their way and get used to it. Get used to how it feels. Practice.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of the drone.
Just practice.
Because seriously, learning to fly in attitude mode is one of the best things you can do for yourself.
All right, let's go practice in attitude mode.
All right, I'm out of here. That's going to do it for us today, guys. If you want to fly in attitude mode and you want to learn how to fly in attitude mode and you want to learn the three steps to taking off and landing safely, check out thedroneu.com to get exclusive access not only into all of our courses, but into the private, secret DroneU community. Community that is there to help you, inspire you, and motivate you to be a good pilot. Now, as they say in the movie Sully,
mm-hmm.
a pilot should always be learning. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we are prone to make mistakes. That is such a good movie, by the way.
That's true in life.
It is, yeah, so true. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.